It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Cave.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg. It's another Saturday morning, and man, y'all are letting us be a part of yours. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 22nd day of August. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in Decatur.
Where it's greater.
Yeah.
Always.
In Decatur, and just let me ask you a question, Sam. Are we officially in what is known as dog days?
I think they would say that. I think anybody that had to be out in it this week would say, yes, this is them.
and the dog day, it ain't just because it's hot. It's that it's almost like dog days / living in Florida, because you know some rain is coming at some point in the afternoon. I thought of you yesterday.
You know what? We were looking for it. We were looking for it yesterday. And, folks, we're talking about out at the high school football. You know what? We didn't get any rain.
Oh.
And at Center Park Stadium, no rain for us. Now, there were other areas around our areas south of us, out to the west of us, that did see rain, did see some lightning. They had some weather delays at some games last night, but nothing. And that's amazing, because Chris Parker and I were broadcasting last night. It always happens. It always finds us. Greg, it was clear blue sky, sizzling hot yesterday.
Yep.
And then right around 4:30, 4 o'clock, here comes some clouds. I said, here it comes.
I should have called you, because it started out here.
I said, here it comes, man. It's going to get us. But it didn't. And Chris and I had a good call for the final game of the Cookie Kill Dave Hunter Classic last night. So it's
all
good.
Right. Listen, we got just high school stuff to even talk about. We got a lot of things going on here. And by the way, we got an hour chopped off the show this morning, because we have got Falcons coverage happening today. It's going to happen right at 11 o'clock. They're going to take over for us and then lead you right up into Falcons India kickoff at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So
they have spent the bulk of the week in Indianapolis working out the joint workouts. And from what I've heard, everyone's pretty well behaved. Not the case at some of these other joint workouts we had this week. Boy, we had some people ripping folks' helmets off and helmets flying through the air and all kind of carrying on, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what happens usually when that happens, Greg? The coach blows the whistle and ends it.
Yep.
And you know what I mean? I said, these guys got it. They got it figured out. We get out here at work, it's boiling hot, we'll start a big fight, and the coach goes, all right, y'all can stop.
Yeah.
You know?
They just wait till somebody falls and it's like a hockey fight. Okay, you're on the ground. Let's go. Break it up. But if you throw a punt, it's one thing to push and grab and twist a helmet. I guess that's okay. It's when you throw a punch.
I don't know. Grabbing a helmet is not okay.
Well, all I've heard is if you throw a punch, then you get thrown out of practice, or you get removed.
Yeah,
get sent to the corner or whatever.
They will shut down the whole thing if we got that kind of carrying on going on.
How was your week overall? Other than that, did you have a good week?
Just hot.
just
so, everywhere I
that's
went.
That's all
man,
you got to
hot.
Say, right?
Yes.
Hot and
just
sticky.
Sizzling. Just everywhere, you know. There's no doubt in my mind.
I like I said, we got some things that we want to talk about during the show today. Listen, why don't we just get started here, because we got some good news right off the top. We got a chance to do this last Saturday, Sam. What did we do? We started off the show with Mike Conte, didn't we?
We had
Atlanta United win that we were celebrating and getting ready. Now, tomorrow they go at it again against Sporting Kansas City. But if Noel is ready, let's do it again. And let's start off this show with an Atlanta United goal call from our own Mike Conte.
Ronchuk is closest to him outside the left corner of the 18, marked by Pereira.
And Pereira's in distance, but you can still play around that if you want.
Paul Marone going long to the penalty spot, headed away, but out to Moyamba, top of the arc, ahead to Bias, back to Moyamba. He winds up and shoots, his block to Jakob on the right side. Shot! Score! Tomas Jakob, as Atlanta United creates something off a recycled corner, and they've got the early lead on the road here in Minnesota.
There you go.
How about that?
So are we going to just kind of come out and say that that's kind of a good luck charm or whatever? Or just, you know, we don't want to jinx it, do we?
No. But you know what, though? I love what they were able to do this week. And I'm hoping they're going to see some consistency with it, man. You know what I mean? It's been great. Great to see.
All right, so let's run down what we got going on here, then let's do our story of the week, if you don't mind. Coming up next, now, you know, when you listen to Sam and Greg, we give you a little bit of everything. And no telling what we're going to do, but it's always having to do with what's going on in our community. And one of the people that we introduced you to a few months back was a guy named Todd Harris. He is the CEO of Skillshot Media, Ghost Gaming, and everything having to do with esports. And we were then reminded when we brought him back that Atlanta is the esports capital of the country, if not the world. We want to do that. And so there are events that are regularly coming here. Of course, we're getting ready for Dragon Con in a week or so. But there is a major event that was getting ready to take place. I mean, 16 various teams. I want to see if I got the number here, 16 right. But I want to have Todd Harris. He's going to come on, and he's going to talk about a couple different things. One of the events that was going to be, well, there's going to be representation from Atlanta, got postponed, having to do with events in the Middle East. Now, it got nothing to do with anything political or nothing like that. It's just, this was a big deal, and they have just moved it. It hasn't been canceled, just postponed. We're going to find out about that. We're going to find out about the eSports Summit, which is coming to town here, and you folks can participate in it. Sam, there's a question that we're going to get answered when he joins us. There's something that they're looking for, and it's called the Speed Run Speaker. They are seeking a Speed Run Speaker. Could be you.
Okay.
Could be me. Could be somebody.
You think?
Yeah, I don't know, but we're gonna find that. We're gonna find that out. Like I said, get ready for Dragon Con. Everything you need to know about that coming up, man. And you were down there last year. You said you walked down there for the first time and saw that.
Was down there at the parade, man, and the parade was a lot of fun.
So that's coming up. Also going to talk to David Freelander, Phyllis. Well, actually, before that, Sam. Possibly Greg Barnett?
Greg Barnett, coach of Columbia High School. There's a high school football triple header this afternoon and evening at Hallford Stadium on Memorial Drive, and Columbia is one of the teams taking part in it. He will join us as he's getting ready for the team to meet, because they're gonna be playing this afternoon, and I think they're excited about it. Over in DeKalb County. He'll join us at 8 o'clock to talk about that. At
9 o'clock straight up. But Gainesville is taking on Buford again. And congratulations to them, because they're going to be on national TV.
How about that, right?
Right.
David Freeland has covered both of these programs extensively. Be looking forward to getting his thoughts on it. Going to the new, last year was brand new, $62 million stadium there at Buford.
Jeez.
Everybody will get a chance to get a look at that tonight.
Okay. When you build a stadium like that, do you have more cameras in it? Because, you know, we talk about the money these programs have, or lack thereof, and so they don't have, all schools aren't equal, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Right.
And so can one school who has more in the coffers to build a $62 million stadium, do they have more cameras? Do they have more of the little bells and whistles that help their teams, or at least the visibility of their teams, as opposed to other ones? Or is there an across the board, you can't have more than, you know, six cameras or whatever?
Oh, no, you can have whatever you want to have up there. But I tell you what they do have that nobody else has that I've seen. We've seen the video scoreboards, you know, that can show you video and highlights and all kind of run your commercials in there, just like watching at home on TV.
Yeah.
We've seen that at a lot of schools. But this one you can see inside the stadium, and on the flip side, outside of the stadium. And what that becomes is a billboard. You know what I mean? 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm.
So when you pay to have your ad on inside that stadium, you're also putting it on a billboard when people drive past, which the stadium is located on Buford Highway, well-traveled road. People will see it. And so a different way to generate funds. And so nobody else has done it. Buford's the first one to do that.
Man, that's why they can afford a $62 million stadium. Listen, I hope you folks that were running the Olympic cauldron for the last 30 years and were listening to what Sam just said, because y'all missed it. We've been talking about that for the longest time. That cauldron was sitting there. They could have done something at the base of it, running a rolling scroll, and made some money. And it just sat there, turning
it. It seemed like they're going to get another chance, because it seemed like the mayor, Mayor Andre Dickens, has said he's all for it staying and remaining there. And we'd heard they may have been moving it, but it looks like it's going to get to stay. Now let's see if the people come up, okay, since it's going to stay here, let's do this. Let's wait and see what happens with it.
All right. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And coming up in the 10 o'clock hour is our own Joe Patrick. We told you that we're going to shut things down at 11 o'clock and turn things over to Falcon coverage, which will take you right up to a 1 o'clock kickoff between Falcons and the Colts. But Joe Patrick's going to tell us what we missed this past week. You know, the scrimmages with Indy. And as you said, Sam, nothing crazy happened. But I'm sure there was some stories here and there that Joe might know about, and he's going to share those with us coming up at 10:20 this morning.
Absolutely. And what I tell you what he did see, you get to see the veteran players and some of the starters in action, because they're not expected to play in this game today.
No.
So they got their work in there. Let's see if we saw some better results, especially with Tua at quarterback. A lot of folks have been concerned and talking about that. Can't wait to hear from him.
And before we get into our story of the week, I want to tell you guys that we got a fresh casting call. It is up at Get Cast with Greg on X and also 929thegame.com/casting call. I tell you this because the first breakdown on the casting call this week is a need for basketball players. 18 to 24-year-olds, there is a anti-bullying PSA that's being shot. And I rarely tell prices of what you're going to get for the day, but this is a nice $200 day for you. If you can play some basketball and you're 18 to 24 years old, look like a high school student, and you want to be a part of this project, you'll see it's the first breakdown there. So I'm just right off the rip. I'm just giving people a chance at some money, Sam.
Where's that going to be taking place?
I don't have the location of where it's shot, and usually they don't tell you that because they don't want people showing up.
Okay.
But it's everything is there for you. Follow the instructions and submit yourself as soon as you can. Again, this is an anti-bullying PSA that's being shot. We got it on the casting call for you. Noel, if you are ready, we can hit our story of the week.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
Sam, I'll make mine quick. I was going to come in here talking about watching this bus family craziness going on. That's still my story of the week. I thought it was a dead story last week, and then we found out Jeannie didn't have nothing to do with that, and then so it's 5-1. And so that playing out as visibly as it is for one of the top sports organizations on the planet. I mean, when you talk about the top five sports organizations, are the Lakers in there?
There's a couple soccer
clubs. You got the Dodgers, you got the Yankees, and you got to throw the Lakers in there at some point. So anyway, that being played out, that was going to be my number one. But then Cleveland turned around and did something I thought was unimaginable for anybody in the NBA. Them dudes gave James Harden $97 million. And he had no mask or a gun.
But he got a beard.
I just don't understand how this dude is commanding that kind of money still, given what he does in the playoff.
Yeah, I know it.
Or lack thereof. Anyway, those are my two stories. James Harden re-signs with Cleveland, 3 years, $97 million, and he is now going to join a club that only LeBron and I think Kevin Durant are in. They will have made $500 million in earnings during their career.
Wow.
From just their NBA money.
That's amazing.
Yeah. James Harden going to – I can see Kevin Durant and I can see LeBron being there. James Harden, I don't know. What's yours, man?
Yeah, because you know what? Since you're going to do two, I'm going to do two as well.
Sure.
And both involve University of Georgia. I was over at Athens this week and saw a record done, history made. Women's soccer played inside Stanford Stadium. They did not take the hedges out. All you old school Georgia fans who were mad back in 96, the hedges stayed in place. And Georgia did top the record for college soccer attendance of 25,433 showed up and had a great time. The marching band was there. The cheerleaders were there. Ugga did not come. It was too hot for the dog to come out. So Ugga did not make an appearance. Coach Smart, though, and everybody had a wonderful time over in Athens. Other thing having to do with Georgia is one of Georgia's all-time greats yesterday, Nick Chubb, announced his retirement from the National Football League at the age of 30. And, boy, talk about a career that's been outstanding career, but also has been plagued by some injuries. And so, you know, he is going to step down yesterday, making the announcement that he was done for his career. What a career, though. Pro bowler and great things, of course. Fantastic career at Georgia and the pride of Cedar Town. Obviously, folks have been awfully proud of him. But calling it a career before the season starts.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of football, we're going to talk more Falcons before the end of this hour. But up next, like I said, we give you a little bit of everything around here. And the gaming world is coming to Atlanta in a couple different events. And first, Dragon Con is going to be here September 3rd. Through the 7th, we are going to have the guy who needs, he can let you know everything that's going on, not just with Dragon Con, can tell you what the Esports Foundation just did. The Esports Foundation stepped in and had to postpone a major event. We're going to find out about that, and also the Esports Summit, which is coming in October. We're going to talk all that. We are back on that. We let it go for a few years, but Sam and I are back on that, letting you guys know how you can participate in it. That is coming up next. It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 22nd day of August. Hey, listen, thank you all for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. We got a condensed version today because we're all getting set for Falcons Indianapolis. We're going to walk you up to 11 o'clock and turn things over to Falcons coverage. We'll be back tomorrow morning and talk about what we saw today, and we'll be talking about Atlanta United as they get set to take on Sporting Kansas City. A lot of stuff going on here. But when you listen to Sam and Greg, right, Mr. Crenshaw, they know they're going to get a little bit of everything.
Yes.
A little bit of everything. And we kind of went away from this for a little while, but we are back on it. And everything having to do with gaming in this city, we're going to let you know about. You let everybody know that Sam and Greg are talking gaming and the surrounding gaming events, like what's coming here to town September 3rd through the 7th. That, of course, is Dragon Con 2026. The parade is going to be on the 5th, starts at 10 a.m., all kinds of stuff going on. But that is just one of a few events that are coming to town here. And we got a guy right now, and I couldn't be happier to have made this friendship a while back, because he loves talking gaming. He's got a company that is right in the middle of what's going on with it, not just here in Georgia, but around the world. This is Todd Harris from Skillshot Media and Ghost Gaming, and I want to thank him for joining us this morning, because he's getting ready to head out of town, Sam. He got sparks coming off his heels. So Todd, thanks a lot. And listen, let's just start with this. Other than what we are reading about and what we know about Dragon Con, what other little things that you can share with us that Skillshot Media is doing, Ghost Gaming? And then we have another question about some big event that got postponed. But let's start with Dragon Con. And first of all, again, good morning.
Good morning, Greg and Sam. It is a great day to play some video games. It is hot out here in Atlanta today. Dragon Con, as most of you know, is kind of the Super Bowl of fandom. You know, when we talk about gaming, we always start with community, because it's so much more social than people think. It is not the teenager in the basement just grinding Fortnite by himself or herself. It is social. It is community. So, as you guys know, Labor Day weekend, it is the 40th anniversary of Dragon Con. And people break out their best cosplay, their best geek and nerd culture, their best gaming skills, and they'll join. I mean, they're expecting over 70,000, probably 75,000 people, all downtown Atlanta. And as you know, there's a parade, which is free, and it's just a great way for people to plug in to the community and recognize that Atlanta draws people from all over the country to participate in this festival. I'm probably most excited because there's a game designer, a guy named Richard Garriott, who was there at Dragon Con number one 40 years ago. That's how long he's been in the game and designing games. He designed a pretty famous role-playing game called Ultima. This guy's an astronaut. He's done a lot of things, and he's coming back this year to do some panels related to game development and some meet and greets. But around him, as you guys know, there's voice actors, there's artists, there's authors. It's just a great time to celebrate nerd, geek, fandom in Atlanta.
Okay. Hey, it is a great time, and always great to check in with this guy, check in with us. Todd Harris joining us this morning from Skillshot Media. And he is social. You can always find him. I see him here on IG, at Todd Allen Harris, at Todd Allen Harris. You mentioned 40. That's amazing that event has gone on that long. You've been to it a number of times. What do you see being added to it, and what may be added going forward, if you could look a little ahead and see what else you think may be next for an event like DragonCon?
It started with gaming and really like tabletop gaming. Some of your listeners may have grown up or seen their kids playing Dungeons and Dragons and rolling dice and coming up with characters. And it really started with that role-playing, storytelling gaming. And then they've added science fiction, fantasy, cosplay. And with 75,000, they're pretty full as far as attendance in downtown Atlanta. But I think they're going to continue to add content, and specifically around gaming and competitive gaming. So again, a lot of what our company does is related to esports, the competitive side, and the gaming video game side of what they do continues to grow and complement where they already have great attendance around people bringing their favorite costume and going to watch anime for 24/7. It is just, there's so much content there that there's a full plate for any person or family who wants to check it out.
Todd, we always talk about youth being involved, and obviously youth are playing, but what about youth who want to develop games, have ideas, have concepts? Is this a place where they bring it? Do you see much of that happening at an event like this, or is a lot of that happening in this area?
Well, there's a ton of it happening in Atlanta. There's probably a different event that I would recommend people check out. So if DragonCon is the Super Bowl of fandom or community, the event Esports Summit really talks about education and skill development and even the business side of gaming and esports. You guys cover, of course, sometimes the business side of sports. You know, it's entertainment and it's competition, and then there's business. And so Esports Summit is an event that will be in the middle of October, the 14th and the 15th, and there's content there for everything from junior high girls, middle schoolers from Atlanta Public Schools to learn about careers, because sometimes people sleep on those careers for women. They think gaming is just an all-male thing, and it's very much not. There's a college fair where about 500 high schoolers will see the colleges in the Atlanta area that are really focused on this and maybe figure out where they're looking to take their higher education next. And then there's a lot of programming for professionals as well who want to be in the game industry. They want to make games, or they want to be a commentator for a gaming event or work cameras. There's so much skill development that overlaps with traditional sports. It just happens to be in this world of competitive gaming, but it's also a media product.
That is Todd Harris, CEO of Skillshot Media, Ghost Gaming, joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam, you took him to where I was going to get to, so let's just stay there for a minute talking about the Esports Summit, October 14th and 15th. And I mentioned to you earlier in the show we were going to find out how or who or what a speedrun speaker is. The speedrun speaker, I mentioned this to Todd. He said he would explain what this means, because they're searching for this, right? And it's going to happen at the Esports Summit.
I mean, it's pretty simple, Greg, actually. So speedrunning in gaming is a concept where you go through a gaming experience. Think about like a Mario game, like Super Mario Brothers, and there are often ones where you're moving through a challenging environment. And these games may take many days for people to solve, or months. And then if you really practice, you could get it down to one day or hours. And speedrunning is the practice of like getting through that level and that whole game, completing it as fast as you can. And there are large championships just related to that. Like, I am speedrunning this really difficult game. And so all we did with Esports Summit is put a twist on that and say, we're actually opening up applications for speedrun speakers who can take their passionate topic around this world of gaming and deliver it in 6 minutes. So that was it. We just borrowed the speedrun term and made a 45-minute long speech down to 6 minutes of of wisdom and fun.
And people can participate in this and be a part of the eSports Summit. Go to skillshotmedia.com, or is there an
there's even an eSports Summit website, Greg. So, yeah, okay. eSportsSummit.live, or if they drop it in their favorite search tool, it'll come up, and it is an event that is open to the public, just as Dragon Con is.
All right. I had mentioned this earlier in the show, and I'd like for you to explain what happened with the eSports Foundation making a decision this past week. There was a big event coming. This was a worldwide event, if I'm not mistaken, and it got postponed. Can you take us through this from soup to nuts, if you can?
Sure. So if Dragon Con is all about fandom and community, and then Summit is the business and learning and education, there's the whole other world, which is competitive gaming. You know, teams that really take this seriously and compete on behalf of a club or their state or their country. And one thing I do want to drop real quickly, because ahead of the eSports Nations Cup, which we'll talk about, I want to drop one or other event for your listeners.
Please.
In Atlanta, October 3rd and 4th, Gas South Arena, there's the North American Championship for a game called League of Legends. So League of Legends is a very large game. A couple years back, we had the world semifinals in State Farm, and it sold out in 5 minutes. So that is the event. This is the North American Championship, October 3rd and 4th. This will qualify a few teams from the U.S. to go to the World Championship, which will be in Barclays. It goes to L.A., then it goes to Barclays. So you're seeing, just like sports, you know, these events will travel, and that is a competitive event in League of Legends. Now, back to your question, cool. Greg, the biggest form of this in the world on a club level is happening right now in Paris. $75 million in Paris, a bunch of games are being played. What was going to follow that up that we were excited about was the Nations Cup, where teams aren't playing for a club, but for their country. And we and other great folks have been working to get 16 teams to represent the U.S. in November and try to bring back medals. And 120 countries were going to send teams. And unfortunately, like you said, the host is Riyadh, and with everything just going on, it wasn't safe enough, you know, for competitors. And they made what I think was the wise decision, but just disappointing for all the competitors, that they're going to delay it a year. So instead of November 2026, 16 teams from the U.S., we will be looking at a year from now. And so, you know, more time to practice.
All right. Listen, Sam, we got to get Todd back on here before the eSports Summit.
Absolutely.
And remind everybody how they can participate in that. But listen, man, we wanted to get you on here before Dragon Con. And Sam and I, we're going to be kind of stepping aside on our Saturdays. And so we want to make sure we got you on here talking Dragon Con. But again, bringing you back in October and talking about the other events coming up on the 3rd and also the 14th and 15th with the eSports Summit.
Thanks, guys. Always appreciate the game, talking about the games. So look forward to spending more time with you about
Todd,
a month or so.
We can't thank you enough, Todd. As always, once again, that is Todd Harris, Skillshot Media, Ghost Gaming. Sam, we're going to get back into this, man. You see all this stuff that is going on?
There's a lot happening. And like I always say about anything, any type of activity or youth involvement is the lifeblood of it. And I'm curious to hear about the thing, some of these young people who happen to develop and getting paid for developing new gaming concepts, and it's possible here in town.
There you go. All right, we got to talk Falcons. They are going up against Indy today after a week of scrimmages. Maybe we'll get some sound from some of those scrimmages, but today is the day, 1 o'clock kickoff. We're going to step aside at 11 o'clock to start the Falcons pregame coverage. That starts at 11 o'clock. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of yours. We're going to get out of here 11 o'clock this morning. Getting you guys all set for a Falcons-Indianapolis 1 o'clock kickoff. So it's Falcons coverage starting at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Be back from 6 a.m. until 10. Mr. Crenshaw, we had a week filled with a lot of people getting stuff out of their system, meaning these scrimmages between the NFL teams.
Yes.
And one of the things last week, you were very forceful in reminding me that whatever angst the Falcons have, it's going to come out during these joint practices. I didn't hear of anything, as you mentioned earlier in the show, no craziness like some of these camps, but there was still some sound and some comments from the teams about how they how they feel about where they are right now, even with the quarterback position.
And a lot of people wondering about that because a lot of displeasure what they saw from the quarterback position in the exhibition last week here in town. So hoping for some better play. Now, we're not going to get to see Tua Tagovailoa playing in the game today, and obviously not Michael Penix Jr., and that's what the people are clamoring to see. You're not going to get that. You're going to get Jack Strand. You're going to get Cooper Rush. That's what you're going to get today. Still, you want to see some better execution is what you want to do. But the main thing you want to know is how things went in those joint scrimmages. Yeah. First of all, did everybody come through healthy, first of all, because you plan on playing some of your experienced guys and you want everybody to first of all, that is to me, that you want to get certain results.
Right.
But you don't want anybody getting hurt over there doing that and coming out once again. And you still have another week. Well, one more preseason game, but you hope to see some of your regulars play in the last preseason game coming up next week. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, I think it all went well. Now, did we see enough of certain things? That's the question. And, those are some things we talked about. I think we got some comments from Coach Stefanski this week that we can let people listen to, right? You have those all lined up? I think Noel has those lined up for us. You're all set? Fantastic. So I tell you what we'll do. Let's let him hear number. Which one's the first one here? Well, and we in front of me. Number 20, and he's talking about the offense, the wide receivers going up against Sauce Gardner. Recall when they met this team last season, they journeyed to Europe and played the Colts, and Gardner just joined the team through a trade. And so let's get some thoughts from Coach Stefanski facing one of the top corners in the league.
Well, a ton of respect for him and what he's able to have done over his career. I've gone against him a few times and know the caliber of player. He's got great versatility and where you can line him up and he can cover anybody. And you're right, and that length is that's real. That's something when the ball's in the air and you have a player that has the height and the length and obviously the ability to play the ball, it's a huge advantage for the defense.
All right.
That's what you look for when you're going up against that guy. That's a rarity. You start to see it more and more, but you used to not see a lot of tall guys, playing that position. But he is one of the masters of it. That's who they went up against. Go ahead, Greg.
No, I mean, as we listen to this, this is what I was waiting for. I was waiting to hear this sound from the practices this past week because you're really not going to get anything. Again, this second game is about staying healthy. Well, all of them are about staying healthy, but specifically, if these guys got it done and worked out things during the week and they're not going to be playing in this game, it's what they need to do, but I don't know where to focus my attention, I guess is what I'm
saying.
Well,
I'll tell you what, let's listen to this next cut, 21. This is Coach talking about how he evaluates the joint practices a little differently from the regular practices. He looks for some different things when they do those, when I have the joint workouts. He likes them. Let's get these thoughts from Coach.
Well, there's double the amount of film you got to watch, so you kind of you watch the tape and then you're not done yet. Do you evaluate it differently? Sure, yeah, because it's different schemes, and I'm not aware of what the call is on either side of the ball, so I'm learning like you guys are and what's being run on the other side, if you will. So I think there's a tremendous amount of value to these, and I think you guys saw yesterday, and I have a ton of respect for Shane and what he's done here and what he continues to do here, and I thought it was really good professional work on all three sides of the ball.
And we talked with some players up this week because I was up at Flowery Branch on Monday. I won availability with the team before they flew out to Indianapolis, and it was a little mixed. Some players like the joint workouts, but some players like a game.
Yeah.
They just like the crowd. They like the trappings of an actual game. And so, that's what the emotions that you think about on a week like this when you know that's what you're going to be doing. And maybe I won't say – one thing being evaluated more than the other, but because of who's participating, you're going to get more reps in with your frontline players in these joint workouts more so than the game that's coming up later.
You got to wonder in preseason how a player convinces his coaching staff that at least at this point of the year, no, if you put me in a game or if you have a game, I'm going to show you stuff that I can't show you in these joint practices. No, I mean, how do you sell that?
You got to show it in all.
You know, right. I mean, right. unless you are, and happy birthday, because I've been on this hill for the last few weeks, but now it's a done deal. It ain't going to happen. But Max Crosby, it's his birthday today, right? 29 years old. And that's the kind of dude who I'm talking about. You know, he doesn't have to show that. But others, how do they go and convince that coaching staff, especially if you're in your first or second year, that no, listen, when the lights come on, this is when you're going to see me rush that edge, or you're going to see me, you know, catch that deep out. I'm just thinking out loud. How do you sell that to those players, as you described, that don't like that? They'd rather have the game.
Well, on this particular team, Greg, you want to do that, especially if you're talking about certain positions. This team has a need for edge rushers, like you said. You know, you mentioned Max Crosby. They've signed some guys for the defensive line, both to help stop the run and pass rush. And I think those guys want to show up, and they want to show it and show their very best whenever they get an opportunity for reps. Let's go back to Coach one more time, talking about regarding the joint practices and avoiding those fisticuffs and those things that might end the practice. He had these thoughts on that.
Always been the same. Just we're here to work. We're here to compete. We have respect for this team and what they do. And I think there's a way for both teams to get better and push each other. And I think you saw that yesterday.
Okay. How do you feel about that? You want the, because you know these guys get sick of, you know, looking at each other. So
that's true.
Feel like you subscribe to the theory that, yeah, knock those guys' heads up
I think
out of your system?
I think everybody wants that. Everybody wants the competitive factor. Yeah, you practice, and you know what you have to do when you're going up against your own teammates. But it's always the competitive. And that's at any level for this sport, right? You don't really get it at the collegiate level. You kind of have to go against each other at the collegiate level. But at the high school level, we see it. That's part of what has made the 7-on-7 such a phenomenon in the preparation for high school sports, because you get a chance to face teams, members of another team. You know, you have these big tournaments that they have at different places, Georgia State, Kennesaw State, UGA, all host these, you know, big 7-on-7 tournaments. And they get excited because you're going up against somebody other than just your teammate. Somebody you may have heard about, somebody you may have read about. So that's the thing that's big, and it's the same thing when you get to this level. You want to face somebody else, and you heard Coach Stefanski talking about a guy like Sauce Gardner. If you're one of these receivers, and that's one room that's really trying to – people really trying to establish their grip on spots for this receiving core, getting a chance to go head-to-head against this guy is big for whoever is trying to come in and be behind Drake London and be one of the premier receivers for this team. So, yeah, it's a big deal to get out and take part in these
games. I agree with everything you're saying. The only issue is we're seeing, you know, these guys who are trying to make this team being thrown to by the JV. Sorry to put it that way. But we're waiting to find out who's going to start this team. This is the craziest position that an NFL fan can be in, you know, or unique position, because even if your main quarterback's dinged up on all these other teams, you know he's coming back. We don't know who's going to be here. We really don't at the end of the day. Michael Penix is going to be coming, but we don't know if that's going to be a long-term number one.
We don't know. Well, that's true, too, but that's at any place, you know. They're hoping Mendoza's going to be a long-term number one.
But he's going to be there. He's going to be there, and that dude is
– you don't know how he's going to do.
Listen,
he's coming from a different level. We know what he's done, where he's been, Greg.
Sam.
We don't know what he's going to do with – we don't.
I didn't say he did. I didn't say we know. I'm saying is you feel a lot more comfortable if you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan than you do an Atlanta Falcons fan about your quarterback. I'll tell you why. Because your quarterback position, you know who's going to be there. You know who your backup is. And by the way, the guy who's coaching them and talking to them is the most accomplished quarterback in the NFL history, and that's Tom Brady. So yeah, I'm a fan
Brady
of these
not
two.
Coaching them.
I disagree.
I'm saying he's got the ear. Coaching. Maybe coaching's the wrong word.
As a Falcons fan, I don't see it.
That don't guarantee you anything, man.
Okay. I didn't say guarantee, man. I'm saying I feel better. But the question was, do I feel better about the situation in Vegas than I do here in Atlanta, with it both being unknown? Yes, you're right.
Well, you said if you were an Atlanta Falcons fan, so I'm saying as an Atlanta Falcons fan, I don't.
Versus the other one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then you can take that stance, but I'm just saying, all right, well, let me ask you this then, Noel. Since we're going down this rabbit hole, how do you feel?
She didn't even say good morning. Wait, she didn't even say good morning.
Well, y'all
yet.
Jumped on me, so we're going to keep going here. Good morning. She knows I love her. But how do you feel about the quarterback position as an Atlanta Falcons fan?
I'm just waiting on P to get cleared. That's it.
Who?
I'm just waiting on Pennings to get cleared. Nothing that I've seen in the past 3 weeks changes my mind about anything that was going to happen, because this is pretty much what I saw going into this. So I've just been waiting on Pennings, and I'm going to continue to do so. Nothing has changed on my end, but if we get the Pennings, then, in my opinion, we're kind of in a Raider situation where this young quarterback could work or not. But both of them are in a wait-and-see situation.
Okay. I disagree. First of all, yes, but there's different seats of this waiting. One, you know, is going to get on the field and perform, and we've seen him do that, and I'm saying that about what's going on in Vegas, Mendoza, but we don't
know. We saw him last year.
No, dude, we saw him just the other night. Okay, he played the other night, and he had his ups and downs.
It's a preseason game. Nice. It's a preseason game. Great.
You asked, see, again, you can't knock that up. We saw him play the other night. I'm not saying he's going to take him to the Super Bowl, but we saw something the other night. So we've seen something since Indiana. And I'm saying to you, the two positions, if you are a fan and wondering what's going on with your quarterback position, the fan base there, I would imagine, even though there's unknown there, feel a little bit more secure about what's going to happen at that position. And I'm saying that knowing that Kirk Cousins is out there too, than what's going on here. And I don't think that's an unreasonable statement to make.
I didn't say it wasn't. I just disagree. No. As a Falcons fan.
Okay, yeah.
I just disagree.
I'm staying on that. And yes, the Tom Brady influence, not coaching, the influence, being in that person's ear, can help in a way that can't be done in other organizations.
Now, I don't think
he's. I mean, you saying that like Matt Ryan ain't on the field tossing the ball. Really, so now we have enough. See, you're opening doors.
Okay. Now let's get a line of people going. Who would rather have chirping in your young quarterback's ear, Matt Ryan or Tom Brady?
You want to ask that in this town?
No, I said overall, all football fans. That's what I'm saying. If you take all the football fans, put them in a stadium and ask them, which one of these dudes do you want? Not that one is terrible, but if you had a choice between the two, I would believe that most people would take that dude out in Vegas. That is no, and I think the guy who's here in Atlanta wouldn't be
involved.
Hang on a second. The guy here in Atlanta wouldn't be upset at that. That's all I'm saying. I'm chirping in the ear.
The guy here in Atlanta I've seen is on the field, and he's active, and he's doing it. I don't know if the dude you're talking about in Vegas is doing that.
Y'all are changing the goalposts. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying somebody who's got influence and got the ear of that quarterback, who's chirping in the ear was the word I used, chirping. Talking in that young quarterback's ear. That's what I'm saying.
But we're saying Matt's doing more than talking. He's on the field.
You might be right.
That's what we've seen so far.
What's he doing when you see him?
You haven't seen Brady do any of that.
Have
you seen Brady on the field? Have you seen Brady? Really? Have you seen him out of practice?
Seriously, you're asking me a question. You're trying to back me. Go ahead, Sam. I see how you work. We know what you do. I made just a general statement. That's my stance. Ain't got no indictment on Matt Ryan or what he's doing and how he's talking to these young quarterbacks. All I'm making a general statement that I believe the majority of football fans would agree with. And again, no indictment to anything. No, I haven't seen Tom Brady on the field. No, I haven't seen him doing push-ups with his quarterback. No, I haven't seen him drive him to the Stuckies. I ain't seen none of that. But that doesn't mean he ain't pulling him off to the side and chirping in his ear.
Is there a Stuckies at Vegas?
I know they got Jack in the Boxes out there. They ain't got those here. Maybe some of them tacos. But see, now we got the passion going, right? All right.
You mentioned tacos. They got tacos at Waffle House. Did you realize that?
They used to have them at Burger King, and they stopped making them.
That was news this week, though. There are tacos at Waffle House.
Soft shell or hard shell?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been to get one, but I mean, there was a story this week.
Okay. That's a good one, too.
CBS Atlanta, they brought some over to the newsroom. I wasn't there, but no.
I wish I'd have done this in time for her to put the theme on, so maybe we'll get it coming back. But this is one of Noelle's favorites. Would have been her birthday today, Cindy Williams, because you know, Sam, that she's a Laverne and Shirley fan.
Oh, yeah, now.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to end our little spat with her, me saying something nice about one of her TV shows. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.